Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
School. We're going to talk about school in the sense that it can be a difficult place for some people. Indeed, a chaotic upbringing or a difficult background or finding the rigidness of the classroom tough can lead many students to leave school a bit early and then placing their future job prospects in doubt. But there is a thing called Youth Reach, which is a second chance education programme for people who leave school early, generally aged 16 to 21. There are 110 centres dealing with Youth Reach all across the country. And two of the participants in the Ballyfermot Youth Reach programme are Zoe Kelly and Terry Gray. And they're here this morning, Zoe and Terry. Oh, yeah, yeah. You should be, that's like a name of your group, you know, if it all goes well together.
Yeah.
Join us to watch Zoe and Terry. So, Zoe, tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm 17, I'll be 18 in 2 weeks' time. I'm originally from the Liberties. I live in Ballyfermot now, and I go to Ballyfermot Youth Reach.
Okay, so you were brought up in the Liberties.
I was.
Which I think both... That's where, that's amalgamated country, kind of, yeah. Isn't it? In and around there.
Yeah.
So how long did you live in the Liberties?
I lived there from when I was born till I was 10. So 10 years, yeah.
And why did you move from there?
The flats that I was living in were getting knocked down, so everybody had to move out. So it wasn't really, it was a choice.
It was a clear out.
It was get out.
Get out.
Yeah.
Would you ideally have liked to have moved somewhere close to where you had been brought
up?
Yeah, but
definitely.
You weren't. You were shifted out
yeah,
of it,
yeah, I was
you?
Shifted all the way up to Ballyfermot, but I believe that everything happens for a reason, so... And Ballyfermot, which seems to be the reason.
Okay, so you got to Ballyfermot. Let's get back to you at 10 years old. You're in Ballyfermot. New school, new home, new vibe, new neighbourhood, the whole lot.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
At the start, it was a bit weird because I didn't know where to put myself. I didn't know how to take people. But I joined school after a week of moving up and I just took it as it came and it all came along really well. The people were really nice. They were really easy to get along with. And it just worked out great from there on.
Yeah. Was it all plain sailing or did you see, you know, when you were 12 or 13, you would have seen things that you probably shouldn't have seen or you wouldn't have seen if you're brought up somewhere else?
Well, it's not that you wouldn't see them if you're brought up somewhere else. I've seen things that are everywhere, really. There's difficult things. Everybody has problems and stuff that they go through, but it's not a certain area. I think it's everywhere rather than just the one area.
So when you say, talk about 12 or 13-year-olds doing drugs and so on, you saw that?
Yeah, I've seen 12 and 13-year-olds do the likes of it, and from seeing that when I was so young, it was kind of, it gave me the cop on not to really go there, if you get me.
Yeah.
It made me realise that that's not what I wanted. I didn't want people to... be looking at me walking around like that, or like it's nothing against any of the people that do it. It's just the problems that they must have had to actually go down that road is what worried me the most.
Yeah, where they were, where it was coming from, and why wasn't somebody saying don't be doing that and everything involved in that. How was school for you?
School, in primary school, it was primary school. It was normal.
It is what it is.
Yeah, and then I went to secondary school and it was just starting to go downhill. It wasn't the place for me.
Why?
As much as I... No, there was no reason. It was no reason at all. I got along with everybody. It's just the more and more as I got into it, it's just the more I hated it and the more I couldn't be there without being angry or upset. And because I was getting angry and upset, it just made me get into trouble in school and get kicked out of classes and saying, like, go down to the principal's office or just get out, really.
What were you angry or upset with? Because you sound like nothing was wrong.
Yeah, because there was nothing to make me feel like that. It was just school itself. It just wasn't for me. It was always really confusing. That's why it took me 2 years to actually get out of school. Because my mum was like, there's nothing there to set you off. Why would you want to leave? And I was like, you don't understand. There's nothing. But
it's
not right. Yeah.
But a lot of people have teenage hormones and they stick it out. Do you know what I mean? They don't jump ship. So, but you jump ship.
Yeah, it took me from, I was trying to get out of school from third year, but I didn't get out till fifth year.
Right.
And as soon as I was, I think it was the middle of fourth year, is when my mum started to realise I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
And then she started looking into it. But then it still took me another year to get by her and get out, yeah.
And did you break her heart or was she all right with it in the
end? No, I did. I broke her heart.
Did you?
Yeah, we had to have a meeting with the school to confirm that I was leaving and it was alters. Everybody was crying. So it all just came down to, this is it. You're leaving, but you can't do nothing. I says, I'll go back to education. I says, I don't mind, just once it's not school.
You really didn't like school, did you?
I didn't like school.
It's funny, some of the most, you know, famous and successful people in the world just didn't like school. You know the way, they just weren't academic, if they want to use that word, or they just felt, it's just, I couldn't handle the restrictive. They felt it was like a prison. Whereas some people run to school because they love the blackboard and the books, and they go, I can't wait to eat up all that education.
Yeah.
Depends, absolutely. Some people just aren't tailor-made. Terry, tell us a little bit about yourself. What part of the country are you from?
I'm from Dublin originally. I moved to Glasgow when I was 7. I moved back here when I was 13. And then I moved to Lanzarote when I was 14.
Who moves to Lanzarote at 14? What the hell is that about?
And then, my mum moved over, you know, and we had to go with her. So leaving education wasn't so much a choice for me. My mum couldn't settle here, you know, she really wasn't happy. So when we went to Lanzarote, she tried her best to kind of get us into an English-speaking school, but so expensive, so she couldn't afford it. And Spanish school, you know, when me and my sister were like 13 and 14, we wouldn't have been able to handle it. We didn't speak Spanish at
Hola,
the time.
Hola, adios, gracias. Yeah.
exactly. It would have been way too difficult. So, like, my little sister now is over there. She's 9 and she's fluent in Spanish. She's in school over there.
So what did you do if you couldn't go to school?
Well, I'm a musician, so I worked.
Did you?
Yeah, I played about 4 or 5 nights a week from the age of 14. And I worked in bars as well. So I was actually managing a bar at 16.
Gosh, so you grew up very fast then, didn't you?
Oh, really fast.
Too fast.
Yeah. But the experience was unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, I learned so many things and I met so many cool people, you know.
I think what age were you when you found out sort of that big revelation in the family?
It was the day I moved to Lanzarote, actually.
The day you moved there?
The day I moved.
And what was the revelation?
It was, my father wasn't my father.
they don't come much bigger than that, do they?
Well, you know, it did kind of feel for a couple of years that my whole kind of world had turned upside down. But I get it now. Do you know what I mean? Like I look at my mum and my dad now. They were my age when they had me. And it's just like I couldn't have done what they did. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't have taken that, you know, finding out so young that they were going to have this baby, you know. Yeah. My mum was terrified, you know.
She
was 21 when she had me, 20 when she got pregnant. But she was terrified, you know.
So when you were told that the man you presumed was your dad all your life, actually, just how did she tell you, or what was the?
It wasn't her. She didn't know. he just kind of came out and said it. You know, he didn't want. He felt like I think that it was just never going to come out. You know,
your stepfather.
But you know, like. I actually laughed when he told me, you know, it kind of took a couple of months to sink in, like, but you know, we get on grand, like he still sees my sister a lot, you know, and I get it now. Okay. Thank you because he raised me. Do you know what I mean? It took a lot to do that. He didn't have to do that.
But let's face it, it's going to be a bit of a head melt to get your head around all of that.
Oh, of course,
Especially at that age where you're tender enough anyway with all the hormones raging, which I'm sure, in fairness, Zoe, you might know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But it's just your head's dealing with the world anyway.
Oh, yeah. It took a lot, but I learned a lot from it. Yeah. You know what I mean? And the amount of songs I wrote because of it, like, I got so many good songs out of that, you know, out of that experience. As Zoe said earlier, everything happens for a reason, you know. That made me produce art, you know.
You also had difficulties, though, didn't you, with self-harming and so on, and that was obviously as a result of that, too.
Yeah, I did. I started self-harming when I was about 12, 13.
Oh, that young. Okay, before that revelation.
To 13, I suppose, because it was only kind of a couple of months before that.
And why were you doing that? Do you know now, many years later?
Just, I don't know. Just, like, I was always a very melancholy child. I was. I don't know why. My soul was too old for my body, I think.
People put that into writing poetry then. And some people put it into walks in the meadows on their own. You went down that road, which is not uncommon.
Uncommon at all. Like, as I said, I started writing songs when I was about 8. But, like, when I started self-harming, it just felt like... chaotic. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Nobody was listening. It was just something I needed to do, something I needed to release. But it, like, I got out of it. It was a battle. I still fight that battle every day, but I still win it every day.
How did you get out of it?
I went to P8 House.
Oh, they're great, aren't they? Yeah,
unbelievable.
Okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for
them.
And
they put their hand out to you, you took it, and you got out of the hole.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I chose to start doing positive things at my time, so I chose to start writing more, I chose to start painting more, I got back to education, you know. I knew myself what I needed to do, I knew I didn't want to stay in that hole, so... Yeah. You know, I got back to Ireland first of all. I went back to Youth Reach. They gave me so much opportunities, like the play we just done there last week.
Let's talk about that, because yeah. The pair of you essentially are artists, and yes. No, you are. You can see it. I can see it in your look and your attitude, and you know, it's and yet you both wanted more than just to be able to paint, sing. You wanted a bit of an education as well.
Exactly, yeah.
On your terms, given to you by people who weren't pointing the finger at you saying, yeah. And now you got to do this, and now you got to do that. Yeah. Because artists don't like rules.
No. No.
So who... Okay. So who and what is Youth Reach, and how did you guys hear about them then?
It's a second chance education system for early school leavers, okay. Is what it is. Basically, some centres do a FETEC level 3, which is the equivalent of a junior cert, like ordinary.
Yeah.
And some centres do a FETEC level 4, which is the equivalent to an ordinary leaving cert. So that's what our centre does. They do the FETEC level 4. I heard about it from a friend who was an early school leaver. She's my best friend, actually. She, as well, could not handle rules. This
thing,
girl
yeah.
is insane. Like, she's absolutely off the walls. So she went to Ballyfermot Youth Reach, said it was the best 2 years of her life. Like, and that, I'll quote her on that. She, like, absolutely adored it. Adored the teachers, adored the people.
Right, okay.
She had such a good time.
So they speak your language, obviously, the teachers and all that.
Oh, thing. Yeah. You know, for first name basis, it's respect. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's no kind of
hierarchy. And,
exactly.
So what subjects exactly. were you doing? What was interesting you, Zoe, in Youth Reach?
I was looking for a Youth Reach to go to get back to education. But then when I went for my interview in Ballyfermot Youth Reach, I found out that they did a drama course. So
perfect.
That struck me straight away. And
yeah.
I says, I want to come here, you do a drama course. And that's what got me in. I started the drama straight away and I've been loving it ever since.
And are they teaching other subjects like English and
oh,
math?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
do you do that or do you just
yeah,
say...
Yeah, you have to do that
you
as
do?
Well.
You
yeah,
do? So this is part of the deal. They'll say, you can have some sugar, but
yeah.
you got to have a bit of greens
yeah.
in there
yeah.
too.
We have five core subjects. So you need IT, you need communications, you need maths.
Yeah.
Right, that's
you need
really good.
Work experience and work safety. Isn't
yeah.
that it? Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, they're subjects that really help you along in life.
Yeah.
You know, it's not... geography and history.
Exactly.
Do you know
which,
what I mean?
Which, of course, you know, like you're talking to King Nerd here. I love my history, but
yeah,
but I
yeah.
do, I,
so, yeah.
You know, that's, get out, both of you. No. But I do understand that the IT is so clever because that's where the world is at.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
for
exactly.
the basics of that, but you can do IT and whatever drama that you can
yeah.
get it all out of your
exactly.
system on
yeah.
stage.
And they do a lot of extracurricular activities as well. So we have Gashka.
Yeah,
you know,
the President's Awards,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm a part of that.
Good.
I just got my bronze medal there. So
congratulations.
Thank you.
You've got to go for gold now.
No, I am not walking anymore.
Oh,
he's
a bit
killed
of
me over
yeah.
the past 2 years.
That's good for you.
Yeah. Well, no, it's been great fun, you know. And
yeah.
the teacher who does that, Paddy, he's brilliant. You know,
yeah.
he's absolutely brilliant. But yeah, they do a lot of stuff like that. Even though they do the drama course, like we've kind of excelled from that.
We've
made a theatre group out of that.
Yeah,
the Unknown
yourselves.
Theatre.
Yeah.
You know, well,
no,
Chris,
with
the
Reach and
yeah.
our director.
But you've been involved with that.
Yeah,
yeah.
You enjoyed that idea starting it up.
Yeah, we started it over a year ago.
And what's the philosophy? Is it or what's the thinking behind it? Is it just a group for like-minded souls?
Yeah, like I mean, theatre isn't really a big part of where we kind of grew up, you know.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the people who are in our group would have never seen a play before.
Never.
They would have never
stage.
Been to a theatre. They
well,
would have
so,
never
for
been
some
on stage.
It's considered very out otherworldly, you know. It belongs
exactly.
to other people.
It
theater,
is,
yeah.
and
opera,
it's a shame
ballet.
Because
yeah.
it like a lot of the people, like one of the lads that are in our group, you know. Like if you had told him last year that he was going to be in a play this year, he would have never believed you. Exactly.
Seriously. And when he did the show,
yeah.
he came out absolutely
blew
amazing.
It away.
Blew
what,
us
blew
all
it out
away.
What show did you do?
We done a show called If Walls Could Talk.
Yeah.
basically follows a group of young people and the struggles we kind of go through in our lives, but over the course of one night. So yeah, it was brilliant. Like it, like the response we got off of it was unbelievable.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Everywhere we've did it, we've been asked to come back and do it again.
Great. Yeah. Are you doing it for schools or local groups or where is it?
We done it in the new theatre in Temple Bar there.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay.
So we like, that was the second show we've done there. So we done that, I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah. And then the Civic Centre in Ballyferma asked us to come back on the Friday, which was last Friday, and we done it there. And they asked us to come back again.
They both asked them to come back and do it again.
You know, when I see you, particularly younger people getting involved in theatre through my own kids' eyes, whatever, if they do a little bit of here and there, is that even if they're doing a bit of the makeup or if you're showing people to their seats, there's a sort of vibe that says we're all in this together.
Whether it you're is. The it's star unbelievable.
Or you're just
even
you're
if you're only
sandwiches.
Moving a chair on the stage, you're still part of the team.
And
you've
got a reason. To go to the place and you get to, and it's also very sociable. You meet the boys and the girls.
It is. It's an amazing experience.
And the bond that grows with the group, you become one big family.
Yeah.
It's not just a group of friends anymore, you become a family.
So you finished it, you're only 17 going on 18 in a couple of weeks, Zoe, and Terry, you're 20.
I'm 20,
20. So is there a time frame in this for you guys? Or do you go back there in September or what's happening?
It's normally about two years long. So, like, we have the August off, basically. So we go from September to the end of July.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So it's a good...
It is.
Proper school year.
It is. And we do, like, as I said, work experience. So we do about 2 weeks work experience placement.
Where did you do yours?
This year, I'm going to do it in the Beacon Hospital.
Oh, good. Okay.
The year before that, I'd done it in the new theatre.
And Zoe?
Last year, I did it in Leah Clodden, and I think it was... The year before that, I did it in the Ashland Hotel.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Yeah.
It's just so important that, you know, I hate when places say we don't do work experience.
I know, it's a shame.
And especially at your age, you know, particularly when you're young, it's like, I want to get a job and I want to get on the job thing. And they're saying, well, you need to have experience. You're trying to explain, how can I get experience if you don't give me a look at this place? You know, it makes no... Well, health and safety. What the hell with health and safety? If I fall over, I'll get up.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, but that's for another day's work. So the Youth Reach programme is, I didn't realise it was that big, it's 110 centres around the country. This isn't just a Dublin thing or...
No,
it seems to be growing a lot, you know.
Yeah.
It does.
Well, you're great ambassadors for it because, you know, even I kind of think, I wish I'd done it. I mean, it sounds like it's kind of
it's
fun.
Brilliant.
And
it's brilliant.
It is. It's brilliant for people who can't stick out school. If you can't stick out school and you decide that you want to leave or if you get kicked out or don't sit around and do nothing.
Yeah,
it's just a place to go where you can get your work done and you can still have fun while you're doing it. And
go
it's
to
a lot
college after it is a big thing, you know, because I've always wanted to go to college, but it just wasn't an option for me. Do you know what I mean? But
and listen, babe,
once you do this course, it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The road to middle age and old age is littered with people who wish they had gone to college.
Exactly.
And wish they had gone and just that, rather than take that year out and disappear.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what you guys are doing, you're just it's that break between. I mean, I love it because it's the system wasn't right for you. You were hungry for the education.
Yeah.
That combined your love of art and so forth.
Yeah.
And now you're going to bounce on into something a bit more academic.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's great. So it's a really nice transitionary thing
it
for
is.
People
it's
of
brilliant.
Your generation.
It's so useful. Like, you don't...
Yeah.
You know,
people look down on... like, if some people out there, if I was to say, oh, I'm in Youth Reach, they'd be like, Youth Reach? And kind of looking down and saying... You don't know it. Don't judge it. It's amazing. The support, the people in there.
The joy you get from it. Looking at you.
Yeah, it's amazing. Exactly. The people you meet, it's all amazing.
Yeah.
It is.
I remember when my friend Nikita was telling me about the Youth Reach and how she loved it and all. I was kind of telling my mum, I was like, I want to go. And she was like, it's like a drop-in centre. You're not going. and she'd never, ever even like looked at the place. She'd never heard about it. She just assumed it's for early school leavers. And that's a major thing, assumption. Like, do not judge it. You've never even looked into it. It's an amazing opportunity. It's
They're just taking the view of what other people are telling
exactly,
them.
Exactly,
So there's also probably a snobbery about it going on.
Exactly,
whatever that thing is, we don't know. Well, if you don't know,
go in and ask.
As you said, don't judge it.
Exactly.
Look it up
online
and whatever.
Like this year in particular, we average in about 50 students a year. But like this year in particular, 10 of our friends have gone off to college.
Yeah.
You know what
ten,
I mean?
These 10 of the people just out of our one are going gone, on, keep gone on, on to college. Yeah.
This, yeah, exactly. Or gone on to work. Do you know what I mean?
And you don't have to find all this by yourself. They give you every single bit of support that you need. If you need CVs, if you need recommendations, anything that you need, they are willing to give for you.
It's really impressive.
It's amazing.
Do you know, do you have to pay to be on it, or is it sponsored? Mm. Is it kind of is it a Department of Education job, I wonder? I think it's Department of Education.
It's CDETV.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
So,
but they look after everything, whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so it's tremendous. As I say, it's not something that I was very familiar with until you guys burst into my life this morning with such joy and excitement about it. And you're evangelical for all the right reasons about it. The play by the sounds great, but If Walls Could Talk, that's not necessarily why you're here today. You're here to talk about the youth reach course. youthreach.ie for people who want to check that out. But in the meantime, Zoe Kelly and Terry Gray, thanks a million for coming to see us today.
Thank you for having us.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm always going to be a musician.
Yeah.
that's where I'm at.
Well, we'll probably have to see you on the Late Late Show some night in the day.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
We have no problem with coming in for that.
Absolutely. And what would you like to do or be? Or
actress, performer. Anything that involves audiences or the feeling that you get when you're on stage.
Well, do come and see us when you win the Oscar.
Oh, definitely.
One of your old neighbours from the Liberties, Brenda Fricker, won an Oscar once too. So it's in the water there. So keep on going.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. It's a real pleasure to see you both.
Thank you very much.
And I hope
that
your stars ascend and keep going high. And well done. Your tribute to the course. And good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.